Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
We're less than a month away from the presidential election, and in Wisconsin, a critical swing state, there are still some people who don't know who they'll vote for, or if they'll vote at all. Lake Effect's Jimmy Gutierrez talked to three undecided voters and has this story.
You work in radio or you have a radio show? Please tell me about that.
So I work for WGLB, 1560 AM, 96.1 FM, where gospel lovers belong. So it's a gospel radio show that's on a radio station that's on 24/7.
This is Tynetta Jackson. She is full of energy and always asking questions. Ideal qualities for a radio host. Her show on GLB is called Tea Time with Ty.
Today, topics was politics, of course, and politics when it relates to religion.
More specifically, she was talking about a disturbing trend she's seen from evangelical pastors, praying for the demise of Democratic candidates and the Democratic Party, something she says she could never do.
No matter what religion or faith you are, the biggest thing is love. Regardless if we have differences of what our opinions are or who we believe, I would never pray for demise of someone. And so that was what we were talking about. It's like, how can you have faith and love regardless if no matter who you are and what you believe, you don't wish harm to another person?
While today's topic got heavy, Tynetta called it a good show with lots of good listener feedback. The show is also an outlet for her to figure out how she'll vote in the November election as a still undecided voter.
I'm tired of the political ads, and we know that's the season of people, each candidate tearing each other down, the candidates tearing each other down. I want candidates to talk more about what you're going to do. What is the plan?
A recent Marquette poll found that 6% of Wisconsin voters are still undecided, including Tynetta. And she's not alone.
When it comes to the two candidates, I'm not really in love with either candidate. So from that standpoint, it's kind of a little bit up in the air. There's not a candidate that I'm particularly super excited about. And I think a lot of people feel that way, frankly.
This is Ken Dortzbach from Brookfield. He said he doesn't like Trump and has been historically unimpressed with Harris. He doesn't know if Harris would be four more years of Biden policy or be her own person.
It's a bit of a paradox because she's been in office for almost 4 years now. But in another sense, we're still just starting to get to meet her at the last moment.
While watching last month's presidential debate, he said he was looking for specifics from Harris.
Yeah, I'm voting kind of based upon the economy, but also foreign policy. And what are you actually going to do over the next 4 years? I'm very leery of platitudes and vague comments, and I'd like to see or hear the specifics that you're able to talk about in a debate. Again, in a debate, you can't get too specific, but they're specific and then they're specific, and you can kind of tell if someone doesn't have anything to back it up.
Tynetta has similar concerns. She also wants to know how candidates are reinforcing Social Security and senior benefits. She also wants someone to stop what's happening in Gaza and thinks both parties are enabling it, and that neither knows how to end it. In Wisconsin's spring primary, over 8% of Democratic voters voted uninstructed as a protest vote against Democrats enabling Israel's bombardment of Gaza. That's almost equal to Biden's margin of victory over Trump 4 years ago in the state. What are the issues that kind of like matter to you thinking about like national politics?
Right now, what I would tell people is that I'm a one issue voter in this election, and that issue is ending the genocide in Gaza and stopping the spread of war into other countries like Lebanon.
This is Ron Jansen.
Second to that, obviously, is climate, immigration, and not in the way that other people talk about immigration. The racism and the xenophobia that we see from really everybody, on both sides of the, you know, so-called aisle at this point is really gross.
Ron said it's not just presidential candidates that are doing this, but also Wisconsin Senate race. He called Tammy Baldwin's ads anti-immigrant, a long cry from the same candidate who once championed the DREAM Act. Ron, like the other voters here, says he's tired. He's tired of being given two flawed candidates and being told to suck it up. He says he's tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. Look where that's gotten us.
And now I've watched Biden drag the whole country right in a slow and terrifying manner. And, you know, now we see the result of that in this next election.
Where does this all leave voters like Ron, Tynetta, or Ken? No political home to rally around, no policies to champion. And this is especially tough for someone like Tynetta, who's been working in voting advocacy for a long time. She knows how important it is for Black people to exercise their right to vote and how much it went into making that vote possible. And she says it's crushing when she meets people who don't use that power.
I've had a young man that said he never voted, his mother never voted, his grandmother never voted. So that was really sad to me that I'm like, are you serious? So no one in your household ever thought it was important to vote.
So we're talking today because of your kind of uncommitted right. stance on this election.
Right.
Like, how are you doing considering the fact that you know the power of the vote
yeah.
and how important it is to, like, make your voice heard?
Yeah.
What do you feel like this ballot is missing for you to, like, participate in?
I'm going to participate. I just don't know which way I'm leaning. I'm definitely going to exercise my vote.
Her candidates of choice right now are Jill Stein or Cornel West. She says that the organization she's a part of also don't feel heard from either political party, so maybe they should withdraw their vote until they feel heard or represented. While Ron says Harris could still get his vote if there is
an immediate arms embargo, no more shipments to Israel, an immediate cut in aid to Israel, and an immediate demand for ceasefire right now. Without that, Harris will not get my vote.
Currently, and realistically, he's also leaning third party.
My indecision is not between Trump or Harris. Trump is a non-starter, but at this point, Harris is also a non-starter for me. And so really what I'm undecided on is leaving the box blank or voting for Claudia and Karina, which are socialist candidates.
Jensen says he's had political allies call him out for some of his stances, and that he's even had people call him racist because he's been critical of Harris.
You know, that I'm somehow supporting Trump or that I don't want America to survive. And that's insane. Like, what I don't want to do is watch another 100,000 men, women, and children be murdered with my tax dollars.
Both Ron and Tynetta know what they could hear with their protest vote. You lost the election for Harris, or it's because of you that Trump won.
That's why I say I'm undecided, because that is where I'm torn. Because I know that I do not want Trump in office. I know that. So that is where I'm torn. That is truly where I'm torn, because I know that if he gets the majority, we're going to be living under a dictatorship. And I just do not want to live under that kind of environment, society, where he's coming after everyone and he's looking for everyone who voted against him.
With a month to go until the election, she says, as a praying woman, she'll pray on it.
That story was reported by Lake Effect's Jimmy Gutierrez with help from WUWM's Mayan Silver. They spoke with undecided Wisconsin voters Tynetta Jackson, Ron Jansen, and Ken Dortzbach.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.